Well, it's amazing, but it is hockey season. High school hockey begins this weekend, at least locally, and I'm really pleased to be bringing back the Gloucester High School Fisherman head coach, Derek Geary. Coach Geary, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Wonderful to be with you.
Not that anything has transpired in the last 9 or 10 months to change things, but, you know. Well, first of all, I think to start with, you're getting a start 2 or 3 weeks later than normal in terms of participating in games. But the fact that we have a season at all is, I guess, something we're all pretty happy about.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we've actually had a really good preseason, in my eyes. The kids have been working extremely hard. In Gloucester, we haven't had a really competitive, ongoing, very competitive roster. It's the most kids by far that I've ever had come out for the team. Which has caused some stress for everybody involved, but on the healthy side, you know, healthy competition has been good, and the effort, I think, has been tremendous. And I do think, you know, despite the obvious stress of that and the more obvious stress of what's going on in the world outside the rink, the kids, when they're there, are just really happy to be on the ice and hanging out with each other and playing hard.
How has the transition been for the kids and the coaching staff in terms of practice, in terms of preparation? I know they have to come pretty much dressed to the rink. You can't go in the locker rooms and stuff like that. How has that transition been for the kids?
I think it's not ideal. I think a big part of my coaching technique involves the locker room. You know, I like to kind of create a really family atmosphere and one where guys get a chance to get to know each other and hang out before practice, and then obviously team meetings and talking about strategy and drills. All that's out the window. And then also, yeah, as you say, the kids come ready and theoretically, you know, like 10 minutes before we get on the ice. So there's really no time to talk to them in that situation either.
Yeah. I hadn't realized that. And, you know, now that you mention it, it's something that escaped me all these years, is you can, I suppose, get some team building and some chemistry in that locker room with the coach's presence, with all the kids there in under one thumb there.
Yes. That's something I believe strongly in. And we, you know, we have, like, we play chess in there. We play ping pong. They lift weights a little bit. You know, it's kind of a safe atmosphere. I have a little changing room for them to get out of their school stuff and get rid of their phones. So they come into the locker room. They're just part of the Gloucester High School hockey team away from, you know, their other lives. And most importantly, the phone, as I said.
Yeah, I get that, man. I do. But that tide is, well, anyway, you know, looking at your roster, Derek, you have a lot of youngsters on the team this year. And before we get to some names and so on and leaders, tell me a little bit more, if you will, please, about how you've had to change your teaching style with respect to getting the older kids sort of working with the younger kids and vice versa, to get the older kids to trust the younger kids and for the younger kids to, you know, to respect the older kids.
Wow. You know, I hope I'm doing that. It's a work in progress, but absolutely. It's the first thing I talk about. It's the first thing we talk about is the concept of team, the concept of synergy, where we're all creating something collectively that's greater than the individual parts. For a lot of kids, that is an adjustment because we live in a world with all these crazy club teams and, you know, everybody's playing for a million teams and they're the star for this team and that team. And, you know, I try to get them in a mindset where public high school hockey is different. You know, you've got a chance to play for your school and your town and your families and, really create a brotherhood that's very specific to Gloucester in this case, and represent, you know, the values that we're trying to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And teamwork and just what are you contributing to the team? Are you making your teammates better? What are you bringing to practice? Are you bringing up your teammates with the way you conduct yourself in practice? That kind of thing always really the most important thing. I mean, and if you don't have that, you don't have a team. And then from there, we can talk about forechecks and power plays and all the rest.
That's cool. That's interesting. And I know a lot of coaches have, over the years, enlightened me on that in terms of, you know, what's important in life. It comes a little bit before what's important on the ice, and I appreciate that. Coach, what in terms of being on the ice, have you had scrimmages? I know that most schools are not allowed to participate, you know, in intrascholastic stuff, but internally, have you had scrimmages where you've had officials on there so that you can get a little bit of a feel for a couple of new rules?
No, a big fat no is the answer to that. We've had plenty of internal scrimmages, but, yeah, I really have no idea what's in store for us tomorrow in terms of the COVID regulations. I mean, I know what the rules are, the so-called scrum
thing. Right,
the face-off thing, but I don't know how refs are going to put that in practice. So we'll be prepared as best we can and adjust accordingly.
Yeah, you know, and piece of cake. I'm sure after one or two games, everybody will be into a routine, and you don't have that many games. What do you got, a 10 game schedule?
I think it's 13.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and another aspect, I'm sure we're going to talk more about this as the season progresses, but we've talked over the years since the two-minute rule has been installed for penalties, we've talked a lot about special teams. And with the extended, I guess, preseason, have you had a chance to put more time in on special teams?
No, I'd say we've had less time to do special teams. So yeah, that's something that, yeah, we haven't had a great deal of time thus far. So that's something to focus on over the next couple of weeks, before we get into the meat of our schedule in late January and early February.
All right.
I'm also curious to see with the COVID stuff, are there going to be more penalties called or less penalties called or, you know, how that's
going to
happen.
Okay. Well, look, I'm looking at your roster, and I see some familiar names here. And, of course, the one that jumps off the page, there's a couple of them. There's the Bergens and, you know, Ryan Freitas and so on as returners. But there's also Jack Costanzo in the middle of that lineup. So tell me a little bit about what you expect from him and maybe in terms of leadership from any of the other kids.
Well, Jack is a special player. I think he's one of the best players in Division II hockey. This year, I'm hoping he elevates his game further by taking on more of a leadership role. He is the assistant captain as a junior. And to me, that means really kind of encouraging everyone around him, leading by example, playing a complete game offensively and defensively. And just, you know, having the highest degree of sportsmanship and he's a special player. I mean, he's just, he's truly a warrior out there with a lot of skill.
You have a very young team. I'm looking at only four seniors. So tell me about, what you expect from these youngsters.
Yeah, we're excited. We've had an influx of freshmen, I think 15 in the program. And we're going to have six in the lineup tomorrow, five of whom will be getting regular ice. So, we've got some, particularly up front and the forward position, we've got some rich talent. Emerson Marshall, you're going to see as the second line center. Colby Jewell will be on the second line tomorrow. Kids that have a unusual degree of hockey sense as freshmen. That's what I'm most excited about. The little things that you can't coach necessarily, just i.e. how they read plays, create angles, play with their head up, that kind of thing. So I do think we're going to have a lot more depth at the forward position. And that's in our favor. Hopefully we can back it up on the blue line and in the goal.
Yeah, the blue line looks like it's got some experience, and I'm guessing with a sophomore goaltender, you're going to need overall team defense for now.
Yeah, we try to really take pride in our defense and being aggressive. We always want them to be more aggressive. They're all really nice guys back there, but I say, hey, you know, when you play defense, you got to be someone that no one wants to play against. we're constantly.
I'm sure that's how you phrase it in the locker room too, right? Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Coach. What do you got? Do you have any scouting report on Peabody yet? I mean, you know, nobody's played yet, but I'm sure you're familiar with Coach Wright.
No specific scouting, but certainly a team that is never to be taken lightly. It's an incredible historic program. I'm sure they're going to be scrappy and hardworking. I think they had it was 2-1 going into the third period last year. So we expect a team that's going to be scrappy and hardworking, and we're going to match that to the best of our ability and try to dictate the play on our own terms.
That is Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.